Okay, we're joined by Gregory Parnum with USDA. And first off, talk about how will this be rolled out in Oklahoma?
Well, it'll be rolled out by particularly the three agencies in USDA, Rural Development, NRCS, Natural Resources Conservation Service, and FSA, Farm Service Agency. Those are the three prime movers, okay? They meet collectively because they know the communities, and then they are the ones with Rural Development taking the lead this year to roll it out across the state.
With this going into effect, you did mention that you will be hiring some additional people. What will this mean in terms of the number of people that USDA will be hiring at the local level?
I don't have the data on the local area, particularly in Oklahoma City. I kind of know what the more macro is, okay? But there are hundreds of individuals that we are hiring across the country to assist with some of these programs.
Within the state of Oklahoma, you have targeted areas. You know, why did you choose those areas? Why are those the most in need?
Those are the most in need because those are the ones that are classified as being persistent poverty, where poverty is kind of ingrained, and it's where we believe we can have the biggest impact for the kinds of activities that we're doing here. So that's how we do. We use census tract data and other kinds of resources to determine, okay, what are the communities that are most in need.
Obviously, you mentioned it's multifaceted, not only the farm side, the rural development side, nutrition. Is there one that may be going to be a bigger emphasis with Strikeforce than the others?
No, I think it's across the board. Wherever we can identify, particularly working with the partners, okay, where the issues are, that's where we will try to put resources. For example, when you talk about children, you know, particularly for nutrition, that's our food nutrition service. But when we talk about the economic development, it'd be rural development in all of those communities. So it varies, but we're trying to make sure that whatever the community needs is what we are able to deliver.
And for Oklahoma, have you identified an economic impact?
It's more an estimate today, but I think as you see that this goes out, you'll find that it gets more and more specific about what the impacts will be.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.